Paragraph Bays, Vizeh Bechinas Snapir. This is the concept of the fins. Snapirin Heim Sheshot Bem Bamayim. That's the fins with which the fish swim in the water. Vehem Bechinas Knofayim. They're like wings on a bird. Sheshot Upoireach Bem Bamayim. With which the fish glides and swims through the water. Vezeh nimshach mebchinas koyach hadibur hakodosh shel hatzadik. These snapirim come from the koyach hadibur of the tzadik, the holy koyach hadibur of the tzadik. Bechinas ubal kenofayim yagid dovor. There's a posuk in Koheles where it says the master of wings will give forth speech. So we see the kesher between the knofayim and the dibur, that the dibur comes from the knofayim. Ki adibur shel atzadik hu b'chinas knofayim digdusha. Because the dibur of the tzadik is a concept of wings of kedusha. Sheshot upoireach bohem b'toich meimei adas, with which he swims and glides in the ocean, the sea of knowledge, the Torah. Ki hu mispoir b'dibur of hakdoshim. Because the tzaddik prides himself with his holy words, umegal al yodom das godol v'nifla begdula sabayrispora, and with his words he reveals a wondrous understanding of the greatness of Hashem, ugdula satzadikim amitim, and the greatness of the true tzaddikim, shechoyin lavod Hashem isbora b'chol dover shaboylam, who have the ability to serve Hashem with everything in the world, v'sheyoydim gedolos v'niflois, and that they know incredible great things. This is all the concept of these wings with which he flies in the das. Shemegala al yedei dibur of hakdoshim, which he reveals through his holy words. Hu poireach v'shot bohem b'meimei hadas l'mei rochoik. The tzaddik flies and swims with them in the waters, these waters of das, l'mei rochoik, to all kinds of distant places. Umedaber gedoylois v'neflois amitius, and the tzaddik speaks all kinds of wondrous things about Hashem and about tzaddikim. V'zeh bechinas snapir de kedusha. That's the concept of this, the fins of kedusha. Bechinas kanfei hakedusha. These holy wings, loshut b'meimei hadas, to swim in the waters of das. Bechinas hisparus shel emes. This is a true pride, a justified pride that the great tzaddikim have. When they speak about the greatness of Hashem, or when they speak about their own greatness, they're telling something that's 100% true. Aval gam dogim tmeim yesh lahem gam kem snapir lo shut bahem. However, unkosher species of birds also have fins with which to maneuver. Kigam hashakronim anal shim b'chinas dogim tmeim mispoar matzon gam kein bediburim visparush latzadik bamitim. Because these phonies also make their speeches. They talk about what they can do, the great miracles and wonders that they can do. Ki'ilu yeshlem gam kein koach loshut ulefroch b'meimei hadas. As if they also have the ability to swim and fly in the waters of das. They also know Kabbalah and all kinds of things. V'lavoides Hashem yisbaruch al dovar. They also can serve Hashem mamish with everything they do. V'yalkein, al yedei asnapir, shem b'chinas hadiburim shel esparz b'chinas knafayim, ein yecholim al yodom levad lahakir bein dogim teren letmeim. That's why fins alone is not enough to identify, to distinguish, you know, between kosher fish and non-kosher fish. Ki hashakronim mizdamnim atzmon bedibor esparos kamo yatzadik mamitim mamish. Because these phonies imitate and emulate with their words, they talk mamish just like great tzadikim do. Ve'ikra hasimen hu kaskasim. The main sign is the scales. Shehem halavush lohogen, which is that protective garment. Bechinas shiryoin kaskasim, this armor of scales. Ki hashakronim ein lohem shum koyach lohogen ulahatzil. Because these phonies do not have any ability to protect and to save. Aval hatzadikim amitim, bechinas tztoka digdusha, whereas the true tzadikim, who are involved in stock of kedusha, Moginim humatzilim, they protect and save. Sheze b'chinas levush kaskasim kanal. That's this garment of the scales. Paragraph Gimel. V'zeh shamra zal, and this is what the Gemara says, im kein lomo nichtav snapir. If scales is the real proof, then why did the Torah have to bother writing fins at all? You know, why tell me this is something that sometimes works, but there's something that always works? Why bother us with the sometimes? And the Gemara answers, Mishum yagdil Torah v'yadir, because Hashem wanted to make the Torah bigger. He wanted to give us more credit for learning more, learning additional things, and observing additional things, even though within scales is included fins automatically, we get credit for keeping two things. Like Hashem would say, I want you to give 3% of your money to tzedakah, and then he would say, I want you to give 10%. But he'd say, hey, that's ridiculous. If you tell me to give 10, I'm automatically giving 3. Right. I want you to get credit for two, for listening to two instructions that I gave you. Right. I know I could have said it as one instruction, but dafka, I want to give it as two instructions. Rab Nosson Zal explains, ki be'emes zoi suavoido hagovoyo shel gedoyle hatzadikim amitim, she'oivdem es Hashem Yisborach b'chol dovor, b'chol tenua tenua, afilu b'iskei derech eretz. The truth is, this is the avoido of the great tzadikim, who serve Hashem with everything, with every move, b'chol tenua tenua, afilu b'iskei derech eretz, even in their physical, even in their involvement in the physical world, kegoyin b'achilo, ushtia, when they're eating, when they're drinking, v'sicho, when they're having regular conversations, hu b'chol dovor sheboila, mamish, with everything that they're doing within their physical life, kol ze hu b'chinas yagdil toira v'yadir. All of that is included in this Yagdil Torah V'yadir. V'zeh b'chinas Omer Rabbi Chananya ben Akashia, Rotzo HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakos Es Yisrael. Hashem wanted to purify the Jewish people and to give us Zuchus. He wanted to give us more merit. L'fikoch Hirbo Lehem Torah Mitzvahs. Therefore, he gave us so many mitzvahs, such a large quantity of mitzvahs. Shenemar Hashem chofetz leman sitko yagdil Torah v'yadir. That Hashem, out of his tzedakah, out of his love and kindness for us, yagdil Torah. He made the Torah big, so we should have credit for hundreds and hundreds of good deeds. Hashem could have given us a shorter Torah, a smaller Torah. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain. Kiroisi basforim kushya shel hevel hanemsheches mehahilchem al pidarchi amachakrim. Rav Nosson Zal says, I've seen in certain sforim a silly question that comes from those who follow, those who study philosophy, those who study, who take that approach to religion, a philosophical approach. Shekoshelohem, they struggle with the fact, Lomo hirbo Hashem yisbarach kol kach toiru mitzvahs shekoshelakayman. Why did Hashem make such a large Torah with so many different mitzvahs that are so difficult to observe? Ki lefidaitom hamishubeshes hoyoyoyser schuslohem im hoyumotom hamitzvahs. Because according to their mistaken impression, they think that they would have more reward, more merit, if the Torah was shorter, if there were less to do. They'd score a higher grade on the test, and they'd get a bigger Gan Eden. Aval be'emes hevel yiftze piyem. But in truth, they're full of baloney. Ki be'emes ikar hatachlis shenivro hodom b'shvilohu sheyizke liyois zach v'tzach v'noki the kodosh legamri mikol hataivos. The real purpose for which man was created was so that man should purify himself and sanctify himself totally from all physical desires. Sheyishaber kol hataivos kol kach at shelo yishur bo shum tzad reshima mishum taiva. Person should purify himself to such an extent to the point where there's no trace of any of the regular desires that the world knows about and assumes that most people have. It's natural desires. Afilu shel heter. We're talking even about permissible things. kimuvan bekol hasforim, as is brought in all Sifrei Musar, ubefrat besifrei Rabbeinu Zal, and especially as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this, that this is the true goal of man, to get to such a level, to elevate himself to such a point where there's no physical desire involved in eating or drinking or sleeping, in anything he's doing. He's doing it only, you know, serving Hashem, only to serve and please Hashem. Hashem says, eat, eat. Hashem says, don't eat, don't eat. It's the same thing. I remember Reb Michal, Zichron Avracha, you know, we'd come home from shul in the morning, Shachris, on a fast day, and he'd say, Baruch Hashem, easy. Today it's easy. We don't have to eat. You know, like kids, we don't have to go to school today. He would say, we don't have to eat today, Baruch Hashem. You know, one thing less, you know. Which, you know, which person has that mindset, you know, to look at it that way, to v'zeh yefsher lizkois kim al yedei ha-toyro v'amitzvois. And it's impossible for a human being to elevate himself to such a level, to rid himself completely from all the physical desires and everything, other than through the Torah and mitzvois. V'alkein hirbolonu Hashem Torah mitzvos harbe. That's why Hashem gave us such a big Torah with so many mitzvos. K'dei shayidei ribui ha-Torah v'ha-mitzvos nizke lehamshech aleinu kedusha gavoya kol kach. That by a person learning a lot of Torah and doing a lot of mitzvos, he has the ability to draw upon himself such a high level of holiness, that the person can purify himself to such a level that even in what's permissible, not just that he would never eat something that you're not allowed to eat, or he would never overeat or anything, but even in what's 100% kosher, even in that, there's no physical attraction. He's not going about it like an animal in any way whatsoever. It's going about it on a super, super high level. To the point where a person can purify himself totally, totally from all desires. And this is also why the Torah tells us many stories. In which are cloaked in great deep secrets, as the Zohar HaKadosh and even the Gemara in certain places show us, you know, deep, deep interpretations of some of these stories. Kol zeh laharo islanu, this is all to show us, shegam bekol hasipurim, v'chol hadvorim sheboilom, melubosh bohem toiro ukedusha gavoya moi. That even in the stories of the, even that go on in the world, and in everything that exists in the world, there are very high levels of kedusha hidden in those things. For example, Shatoyra Misaperas Lano Maisa Ovois Shechofru Be'erois Mayim. The Torah tells us, we just had it in last week's Parsha's Toldos, that the Ovois Hakdoishim Yitzchok Avinu dug wells. V'chein Maisa Yaakov Avinu, and the story of Yaakov Avinu, Shero Tzoin, that he took here a sheep, V'hitziges Hamaklois Barahotim, and where he took the sticks and he spiraled them, and he, you know, did all kinds of things with the sticks and put them in front of the sheep that the sheep should look at them when they're mating. Umareches harbe besipurim elu. The Torah really goes into incredible detail, you know, in these stories. Hakoil legalos lanu gedulas haboyri yisbora. All to reveal to us the incredible greatness of Hashem. Ugedulas ha'ovois, and the greatness of the ovois hakdoshim, our forefathers, shoyicholin lavoides Hashem Yisborach bavoidois noirois al yedei kol iske choil, that they had the ability to serve Hashem in an awesome way, incredible ways, even through physical things, through things that seemed not to have any kedusha to them at all whatsoever, al yedei chafirois boirois, by digging wells, the inyan amaklois, and if the thing with the sticks, in the Kisvi Arizal. On the issue of the sticks, the Arizal explains the whole geography of heaven, the structure of the heavenly worlds. He has a chapter in his Sforim for each one of the different images that Yaakov Avinu made on the sticks, Akudim, Nekudim, Vrudim, we're going to have it in this coming week's Parsha, Parshas Vayetze, the speckled and the striped and the this. The Arizal has a chapter in his writings explaining the heavenly worlds based on that story, on the sticks and what Yaakov Avinu did there exactly. So people who learn that get an idea as to what we're talking about here, who Yaakov Avinu was. That Yaakov Avinu's physical act, this wasn't he wasn't playing with sticks. He wasn't Robinson Crusoe or Daniel Boone. Yaakov Avinu was doing Kabbalistic things. He was doing things on a super high, deep level to affect different tikkunim that had to be affected them, that were going to affect the whole future of Klal Yisrael and the whole future of the world. And the digging of the whales, the digging of the wells, the Sifrei Kabbalah speak a lot about that, even in the Ramban, just a tiny thing. He writes a small remez in the fact that it says that the first wells that were dug, they fought over. The second well they dug, they fought over. The third well, they didn't fight over, and it was called Rechovot. Kishom Hirchivlonu, you know, that there it was made, you know, everything was made broad, uforinabor, and now we're going to be able to prosper and everything's going to be great. The Ramban says that the first well and the second well, they are amarames for the first Beis Hamikdash and the second Beis Hamikdash, which were eventually destroyed. The third well symbolizes the third Beis Hamikdash, over which there'll be no machloikis at all. There'll be no fighting anymore whatsoever. From that point on, there'll be, you know, world peace, real world peace, etc. V'chol zeh machmas shezikchu gufam betachles hakdusha. The reason why the Avos HaKadoshim was zeicher, even with these physical things, to be doing such high-level tikkunim was because they had purified their bodies to the utmost, to the highest levels of holiness. Vaziko, exactly, kolkach, to such a level, at shegam kol inyone olam hazeh shaskubem, to the point where even regular physical things that they were doing, hakol hoya bigdusha niflo kolkach, it was on such a level of holiness, at shezochu lavoid Hashem Yisborach gam bohem bavoid zvozkanam, that when they were doing those things, they were serving Hashem on unbelievable high levels. V'chol zeh lohoyer ozneinu v'libeinu. All of this is to wake up, to wake us up, to wake up our ears and our hearts. Shegam anachnu nekadesh unetahir atzmeinu. So that we should also want to purify ourselves and sanctify ourselves. Gam ba'avoidos chitzonius, even in our physical things. Ubechol iskei choil, and even in the regular weekday, you know, non-mitzvah related things that we're doing. Kidei sheniska anachnu gam kein liskois lekol zeh. So that we should also be zeicher to these kind of things. Ki habechira chofshis bechol doer. Because a person has free choice in every single generation. V'chol odom yochel iskois lazeh. Any person who wants can be zeicher to very high levels. K'moy shomer Rabbi Yisrael Zal, as it says in Medrash Rabbah, Ein doer she'ein boy ka'avraham. There isn't a single generation where there isn't a person who can be like Avraham Avinu. V'cheinom Rabbi Yisrael Zal, it's brought in the Tonot Ve'elio Rabbah, Perek Chofei, Chayev kol odom loymar, Mosa yagiu ma'asai la'ma'asai avoysai. Each and every single Jew is required to say, when am I going to be zeicher that my deeds will match the deeds of my forefathers? So a person is supposed to want to reach for the stars. V'alkein be'emes motzinu gam bedoy roisenu. Tzadikim amitim shoyu gedoylim b'malo moid. Therefore, Rabbi Nosson says, the truth is we find even in our generations, there were tzadikim, true tzadikim, who were on a very high level. Shoyu oiskim b'toyro v'avoido, who were involved in toyro and avoido. V'yodu la'avoida sashem izborach gam b'chol iskei choyl. And they were able, they knew how to serve Hashem even with eating and drinking, with traveling, every move they made. As is known in the stories that are told over from the true tzaddikim that were just in our generations. Even from the time of the Baal Shem Tov till today, Rav Nosson Zal is talking about. V'alkein bevadai hu toiva gedoila masha shemisporach hirbalonu toira mitzvahs. And therefore, it's certainly a tremendous benefit and a tremendous gift that Hashem gave us such a big Torah and so many mitzvahs. Ki me'achar she'ef shalizkois latoiv hagonus be'emes, shu ikra tachlis shel kol Yisrael. Ki im al yidei sheniyem mezukochem legamri betachlis hagdusha mikol ataras shebo'ilam. Because since it's impossible for a person to be zoiche to what a Jew needs to be zoiche to the Gan Eden, the high level of Olam Haba that's reserved for us, which is the goal of every Jew, unless he purifies himself totally, and tries to attain the highest levels of holiness from all the taivas of this world, al kein bevadai hu toive gedoyle masher b'lanu Torah mitzvahs. So therefore, it's a tremendous favor to us that Hashem gave us so much Torah and mitzvahs, kidei shielanu koyach al yidei zeh l'esor al Hashem yizborach u'laham shechlein kedush gedoyle, that it should give us the power and the ability to be inspired to Hashem and to draw upon ourselves great kedusha al yidei ribui ha-Torah v'mitzvahs, through the large amount of Torah and mitzvahs. So to the point where we will also be completely purified, and thereby be zeche to the ultimate good, lo'or hagonus, to the hidden light, which it is impossible for a Jew to get to unless he purifies himself that way.